This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Amazon halts drone deliveries in California, but kicks off operations in Phoenix. More on that coming up, but first, Roland has a new on-the-go podcasting setup with an eye-catching price. The company's Go Podcast Studio includes a USB condenser mic with support for four polar patterns and a companion app that can stream to platforms like YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. The company describes the Go Podcast as the simplest way to do high-quality live streaming with a mobile device. For $140, you get the USB microphone and access to the companion app, iOS and Android, which supports live streaming, including dual-camera setups. The latter can work simultaneously with your smartphone's front and back cameras, or you can pair a second satellite camera to complement your phones. It also supports wireless screen sharing for things like live streaming mobile gameplay. And travel is once again a rite of passage for many new grads, and as a parent, you probably want to ensure your child has a great time exploring the world. Visiting a new place can be a little tricky, but a few gadgets can help make the experience easier and more enjoyable for your new grad. These are some of the best travel accessories that always earn a spot in our bag whenever we head out on a new adventure. Check out our list of the best travel gear for graduates at Engadget.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Amazon customers in California won't be able to get drone deliveries anymore. The e-commerce company has closed its delivery site in Lockford, which has been operational since 2022 and will now offer its personnel in the area opportunities at other sites. Amazon made the revelation almost as an aside in an announcement that it's launching drone deliveries in the West Valley Phoenix metro area later this year. Its drones will be deployed from facilities near its Tolleson fulfillment center. Amazon says it's the first time drone deliveries will be fully integrated into its network, and it will allow the company to fulfill and deliver purchases more quickly. The company doesn't have an exact launch date for its drone deliveries in Phoenix because it's still working with the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and local officials to get the permits it needs. It does have the support of Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, though, who called drone deliveries the future and said it would help her city reduce local pollution and further cement it as a hotbed for the innovative technology of tomorrow. While Amazon's drone delivery operations are shutting down in California, it'll continue its activities in College Station, Texas, shortly after it started using drones as couriers in those two areas. The information reported that the company has made just a handful of deliveries via the method, mostly due to FAA limitations that prohibit the machines from flying over roads or people unless Amazon gets permission for every case. It eventually reached 100 drone deliveries by the middle of 2023, though that was likely far from what the company had hoped to get by then, since it aimed to reach 10,000 deliveries by the end of the year. Those setbacks, however, don't seem to have deterred Amazon. It's currently testing its next-gen MK30 drones that can fly twice as far as its current drones, and it also said that it's deploying drone deliveries in more locations in the U.S. next year. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Mariella Moon and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.